The dialect of Saxby, Lincolnshire. Harry Osgoby, retired farmer, aged 80, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in May 1956.
Well, I'm going to tell you about taking a load of bricks of scums up. I shan't mention nobody's name, but I drew up at scums up with a load of bricks, and when I got to the end, I couldn't get up the road. There was a rolly loading with timber, and they had two big horses in, and they couldn't shift it. So a boss comes down to me, and he says, land is your horse, front horse. I said, no, it was a young one. I'd only just gotten going, you know. So he went back and he said, tell the man he wouldn't let me have his horse. Well, he raved, and he come back again. I said, no, I said, it's not going. So he come back again, and I says, if he loses his horses out, I said, I'll try to shift it. So he loses his horses out, and all his men was there. I tell them to keep quiet, and we walked and away we went, took it clean away. The fellow would have shot me. I think that's about what I can tell you. Well, I took a load of seed taters up from Sluice to Brigg. And when I'd gotten topside Broughton Bridge, my horse went into the river. So two or three fellas come and they had to go and fetch some horses and pull her out. So when we'd gotten her out at top of the bank, I got some grass and rubbed her edge, you know, to rub mud off. And she grabbed this grass. So I said to the man, she's going to come round, I says. So I pulled her a bit of grass and pulled her round, and there was a man lived about quite a mile away, come down to me. He lived at Castlethorpe House. So he says, there's a rum mess on there, are you? I said, yes, I have. And he says, do you think you can get her up to a place? Well, I says, she'll take a bit of time. She's like a drunken fella, you know. Aye. So we got her to the place, and he says, I have some bran. We'll give her a bran mash. I says, all right. And so I said, you can be getting off to bed, and I'll stop with her. No, he says, there isn't. He says, well, let go with me. So I went with him. Got up next morning, May was on her legs. And we gave her a bit more to eat, and I took her from there to Brigg. And it's a public house then, it isn't now. And the man that was at yard, he knew me. He'd been at that job a long time. Bell, they called him. And he says, there's had a rum job. I says, hey. He says, I'll fetch you one master. And the air master called him Stevenson, and he gave her a drink. And he says, they'll keep her in here 2 hours before they goes. He says, don't go while the fetch is me. So I let her stop 2 hours and a quarter, and then I walked her home. And it took me 5 hours, I believe, to walk her home from Brigg to Ferriby.
Was that as good as...
Have you any more then about horses?
No, not no.